This story is from Gypsy Folk Tales by Francis Hindus Gruma, 1899. The Vampire. There was an old woman in a village, and grown-up maidens met and span and made a bee, and the young sparks came and laid hold of the girls and pulled them about and kissed them. But one girl had no sweetheart to lay hold of her and kiss her, and she was a strapping lass, the daughter of wealthy peasants, but 3 whole days and no one came near her. And she looked at the big girls, her comrades, and no one troubled himself with her. Yet she was a pretty girl. A prettier was not to be found. Then came a fine young spark, and took her into his arms and kissed her, and stayed with her until cock crow. And when the cock crowed at dawn, he departed. The old woman saw he had cock's feet, and she kept looking at the lad's feet, and she said, "Nita, my lass, did you see anything?"
"I didn't notice."
"Then didn't I see he had cock's feet?"
"Let it be, mother, I didn't see it."
And the girl went home and slept, and she arose and went off to the spinning, where many more girls were holding a bee. And the young sparks came, and took each one his sweetheart, and they kissed them, and stayed a while, and went home. And the girl's handsome young spark came, and took her in his arms, and kissed her, and pulled her about, and stayed with her till midnight. And the cock began to crow. The young spark heard the cock crowing, and departed. What said the old woman, who was in the hut? "Nita, did you notice he had horse's hoofs?"
"And if he had, I didn't see."
Then the girl departed to her home, and she slept and arose in the morning, and did her work that she had to do. And night came, and she took her spindle, and went to the old woman in the hut. And the other girls came, and the young sparks came, and each laid hold of his sweetheart. But the pretty girl looks at them. Then the young sparks gave over and departed home. And only the girl remained, neither a long time nor a short time. Then came the girl's young spark. Then what will the girl do? She took heed and stuck a needle and thread in his back. And he departed when the cock crew, and she knew not where he had gone to. Then the girl arose in the morning and took the thread, and followed up the thread, and saw him in a grave where he was sitting. The girl trembled and went back home. At night, the young spark that was in the grave came to the old woman's house and saw the girl was not there. He asked the old woman, "Where's Nita?"
"She has not come."
Then he went to Nita's house, where she lived, and called, "Nita, are you at home?" Nita answered,
"I am."
"Tell me what you saw when you came to the church, for if you don't tell me, I will kill your father."
"I didn't see anything."
Then he looked, and he killed her father, and departed to his grave. Next night he came back. "Nita, tell me what you saw."
"I didn't see anything."
"Tell me, or I will kill your mother, as I killed your father."
"Tell me what you saw."
"I didn't see anything." Then he killed her mother, and departed to his grave. Then the girl arose in the morning, and she had 12 servants, and she said to them, "See, I have much money, and many oxen, and many sheep, and they shall come to the 12 of you as a gift, for I shall die tonight. It will fare ill with you if you bury me not in the forest at the foot of an apple tree." At night, the young spark came from the grave and asked, "Nita, are you at home?"
"I am."
"Tell me, Nita, what you saw 3 days ago, or I will kill you as I killed your parents."
"I have nothing to tell you."
Then he took her and killed her. Then, casting a look, he departed to his grave. So the servants, when they arose in the morning, found Nita dead. The servants took her and laid her out decently. They sat and made a hole in the wall, and passed her through the hole, and carried her, as she had bidden, and buried her in the forest by the apple tree. And half a year passed by, and a prince went to go and course hares with greyhounds and other dogs. And he went to hunt, and the hounds ranged the forest, and he came to the maiden's grave, and a flower grew out of it, the like of which for beauty there was not in the whole kingdom. So the hounds came on her monument, where she was buried, and they began to bark and scratched at the maiden's grave. Then the prince took and called the dogs with his horn, and the dogs came not. The prince said, "Go quickly thither." 4 huntsmen arose, and came and saw the flower burning like a candle. They returned to the prince, and he asked them, "What is it?" "It is a flower. The like was never seen." Then the lad heard, and came to the maiden's grave, and saw the flower, and plucked it. And he came home, and showed it to his father and mother. Then he took and put it in a vase at his bedhead, where he slept. Then the flower arose from the vase, and turned a somersault, and became a full-grown maiden. And she took the lad and kissed him, and bit him, and pulled him about, and slept with him in his... And she took the lad and kissed him, and bit him, and pulled him about, and slept with him in her arms, and put her hand under his head, and he knew it not. When the dawn came, she became a flower again. In the morning, the lad rose up sick, and complained to his father and mother, "Mommy, my shoulders hurt me, and my head hurts me." His mother went and brought a wise woman, and tended him. He asked for something to eat and drink, and he waited a bit, and then went to his business that he had to do. And he went home again at night, and he ate and drank and lay on his couch, and sleep seized him. Then the flower arose and again became a full-grown maiden, and she took him again in her arms and slept with him, and sat with him in her arms, and he slept, and she went back to the vase. And he arose, and his bones hurt him, and he told his mother and father. Then his father said to his wife, "It began with the coming of the flower. Something must be the matter, for the boy is quite ill. Let us watch tonight and post ourselves on one side and see who comes to our son." Night came, and the prince laid himself on his bed to sleep. Then the maiden arose from the vase and became, there was never anything more fair, as burns the flame of a candle. And his mother and his father, the king, saw the maiden and laid hands on her. Then the prince arose out of his sleep and saw the maiden, that she was fair. Then he took her in his arms and kissed her and lay down in his bed, slept till day. And they made a marriage and ate and drank. The folk marveled, for being so fair as that maiden was not found in all the realm. And he dwelt with her half a year, and she bore a golden boy, 2 apples in his hand. And it pleased the prince well. Then her old sweetheart heard it, the vampire, who had made love to her and had killed her. He arose and came to her and asked her, "Nita, tell me, what did you see me doing?" "I didn't see anything." "Tell me truly, or I will kill your child, your little boy, as I killed your father and mother. Tell me truly." "I have nothing to tell you." And he killed her boy. And she arose and carried him to the church and buried him. At night the vampire came again and asked her, "Tell me, Nita, what you saw." "I didn't see anything." "Tell me, or I will kill the lord whom you have wedded." Then Nita arose and said, "It shall not happen that you kill my lord. God sent you burst." The vampire heard what Nita said and burst. Aye, he died, and burst for very rage. In the morning Nita arose and saw the floor swimming, 2 hands' breadth deep in blood. Then Nita bade her father-in-law take out the vampire's heart with all speed. Her father-in-law, the king, hearkened, and opened him, and took out his heart, and gave it to Nita's hand. And she went to the grave of her boy, and dug the boy up, applied the heart, and the boy arose. And Nita went to her father and to her mother, and anointed them with the blood, and they arose. Then, looking on them, Nita told all the trouble she had borne and what she had suffered at the hands of the vampire.